Good morning. The front that brought the rain yesterday morning and an overall tropical feel into interior New York and New England continues to pivot north and east through eastern and northern New England, with a bunch of rain moving through Maine and the Canadian Maritimes. That's also where the tropical air mass is being pinched off. Behind the front, not so much cooler air, but drier air is building into the region, so the humidity levels are down with a change in air mass, and that's what we'll notice first thing this morning. Temperatures are somewhat cooler, but still well above average for this time of year, and most places are starting out in the 50s. We still have plenty of cloud cover behind the front, but gradually, as that drier air works its way in, the clouds will break up to reveal at least a mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon. With a high starting point in the 50s, we'll get into the upper 60s and lower 70s on average for afternoon highs. A weak disturbance currently diving into the Midwest will make an approach tonight, and skies will cloud up again. We'll also have areas of fog as temperatures drop back into the lower and middle 50s. That disturbance will move through the region tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers from time to time, especially in the morning, as highs reach up into the lower 60s. The wind will pick up tomorrow afternoon and through the evening hours behind this disturbance out of the northwest, and this will be the beginning of a much cooler air mass that'll flow into the area. On Sunday, with a mix of sun and clouds, quite breezy and much cooler, with highs only in the 40s to around 50. It'll remain on the chilly side Monday, with highs in the lower to mid-50s despite sunshine to start the day. Clouds will be on the increase, though, by the afternoon and evening hours as another disturbance approaches for midweek next week. It'll be a slow-moving system, so the period Tuesday through Thursday will feature mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers, with high temperatures staying in the lower and middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Major Hurricane Gonzalo, located about 240 miles south-southwest of Bermuda. Gonzalo is moving toward the north-northeast near 15 miles per hour, and a continued north-northeastward motion with an increase in forward speed is expected through tomorrow. On the forecast track, the eye of Gonzalo will be near Bermuda this afternoon and tonight. Maximum sustained winds are near 130 miles an hour with higher gusts. Gonzalo is a Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Hurricane conditions are expected to reach Bermuda this afternoon, with tropical storm conditions beginning later this morning. Slow weakening is forecast today, but Gonzalo is expected to be a dangerous hurricane when it moves near Bermuda. Faster weakening is forecast to begin tonight. A dangerous and life-threatening storm surge is expected to produce significant coastal flooding in Bermuda. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. And Tropical Storm Anna is located about 340 miles south-southeast of Hilo, Hawaii. Right now, it appears that while Anna may intensify to hurricane strength, it'll stay south and west of the Hawaiian Islands over the weekend. Still, though, a tropical storm watch is in effect for the Big Island. At Mount Washington this morning, cloudy skies and 41 degrees, 30 miles visibility, with a south wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with light snow and 5 above zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 53, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.63 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Altus, Oklahoma, and a low of 17 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny and breezy in the lower 70s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 61. The average temperature, 68, that's 18 degrees above normal. 0.8 of an inch of rainfall yesterday, for the month now 1.52 inches, which is 43 hundredths below normal. And 29.19 inches for the year, which is 2.21 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low 39. the record high 85 set in 1947 and the record low 21 in 1940. Sunrise this morning, 7:11 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:10 p.m. 10 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with areas of fog and lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny skies today with highs right around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, partly sunny skies today with highs right around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers in the lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and much cooler on Sunday with highs only near 50. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Monday in the lower to mid 50s. Scattered showers Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy all 3 days with highs in the lower and middle 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.